They're not saying anything
Ekin-Su
now.
has withdrawn from appearing at the Celebrity Big Brother final tonight.
Yeah, but I think it's all a lot of drama. She's actually going back into the Love Island house.
Is she? Well, it's not on, so who's there?
Love
Maybe she needs that, a bit of peace and
Island.
quiet, some time away.
Ekin, I'm just popping to Iceland. Do you want some? Did you say Love Island? No, I said Iceland. Calm down, darling.
Iceland, I
Calm
said
down.
Iceland.
Oh,
Oh, that's
bless
an
her.
iconic moment of the series, right? Okay, your favorite moment from the series, go.
Oh, I think all the tea that Sharon and Louis spilled.
That's been good. For me,
Loved
it was
it.
Fern
But
getting
also the
decked by
murder of
Nikita.
Fern. Yeah, the murder of Fern Britton. You know what? I
Right.
tweeted something last night as a joke.
Go on.
People think I'm being serious. I'm like, relax, everyone,
Oh,
calm
come
down. All I
on.
did was tweet that Nikki and Ellie left Fern's children motherless.
Right,
It was a joke.
it's been a cracking series. Lots to get into. Should we roll the titles?
Do it, darling.
Fancy another pod with Bally Singh and Brett Harris, a Gaydio original podcast.
Well, hello then. Welcome to the final. Oh God,
I can't believe it. Look, with two episodes left now, this is our semi-final.
Okay. Tonight's Celebrity Big Brother final, though. I've got three
I know.
predictions.
Go on then.
AJ is going to look stunning, like the best she's ever looked.
Well, that's like, you know, the odds on that are rubbish because that's a given.
That is a given.
Oh, actually, you know what? We should guess, actually.
Go
What
on.
color do you think she's gonna wear?
Ooh.
Because she's had a bit of a purple, black and silver a couple of weeks ago. I mean,
I
it's the
think she might go
final.
black.
Do you reckon? Nice
Yeah,
little black
black
number here in her
sparkly.
and Will.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go with red.
Okay.
I don't know why. Red or green? I'm going red or green.
Okay. Interesting. My other prediction is that Louis is going to have a shock win of Celebrity Big Brother.
I think the final two is going to be him and Bradley. Bradley? Him and
What?
David.
He's
Oh,
back. And David as well. David Potts, I think, is going to be in the top two as well. So I want David to win, but I think Louis might.
okay. I do think David's going to take it. I think it's going to be him and Louis top two, though.
I mean, it's been all over media today. On Good Morning Britain, there was Bradley Riches talking about his time in the house. There was also ZZ, ZZ and Lauren on Lorraine this morning. So, which was, sorry, hosted by the long-suffering Ranveer. But it's where is she?
Well, look, that BAFTA, Lorraine got nominated for a BAFTA yesterday. And
For what
I'm just like,
acting?
well,
What?
congratulations, Ranveer. Honestly. But you know what? I'm
Imagine if it
sorry.
was Ranveer.
I'm going off tangent now, but where's our BAFTA nomination? Do you know
There
what I
should
mean?
be.
We release clips. There should be a BAFTA for podcasts.
There should be. And radio.
ITV.
We'd win the full bloody house.
You know
So it's
what though?
been.
I'm going off on a further tangent now. Do you know that these are all awards, not like BAFTAs. I'm on about like these podcast awards and stuff. Do you know that you have to nominate yourself? I think that's a bit weird.
Well, that's how most awards ceremonies work, darling.
Really though? No,
Yeah.
like I understand like with Grammys and stuff, like you put yourself forward. But for a lot of these like podcast awards, you have to pay for your nomination to go in.
I
And I'm
know.
like, that's a bit icky.
I know. But that's what most awards were. And we found that out when we put on the Gaydio Pride Awards with Hilton for the Stay, that a lot of award ceremonies would charge. And that was so wrong for us. But there we go. Should we get back on track? Because it's kind of
Yeah,
like a big deal tonight's
sorry.
episode.
Well, not only tonight's episode, last night's episode was a big deal,
I
and that's what we're
know.
here to do. We're dissecting last night's episodes all
Yes,
in.
let's talk about it. So we had the iconic visits from family members. I'm gonna be honest, I don't
Bit
like it.
pointless.
I think
Yeah,
that it
yeah.
defeats the point of Big Brother, and the whole point is that you're then locked away. If then, like a couple of days before the final, you've had that top up, you've seen some of your family and friends, that gives you that confidence boost you feel. I want people going into the final at their most frantic. You know, we could have had a great episode last night of more arguments, but instead we had birds tweeting. But it did deliver, I think, one of the most iconic exits from Big Brother.
Also, though, right, they've been in there like 2 weeks. It's not as if they've been in there for months and this is like emotionally charged. Like, I'm a celebrity, I get it. Like, those reunions are lovely and it's cute and I cry. I didn't feel any emotion last night until, you know, what happened happened. But yeah, they've been in there a week and a half. Come on, darling. And it's not as even if they were locked away for weeks before, like normally with Big Brother. It's like, what are they crying for? But they've been locked away a week or two before as well.
Well, Zizi made a really good point on Lorraine with Ranveer this morning, that it's home comforts and it's your support system as well. So when there's like an argument or you need someone to kind of rationalize your thoughts, because we all have these crazy thoughts. We're like, oh my God, that person thinks this. And then someone's like, no, they don't think that. Like, you're just like, and then you're able to be talked around. When, and I think we've seen this with Fern, where she hasn't really got a solid group in the house and there's no one to kind of calm her thought process down, then that's when things get a bit fragile, a bit emotionally charged. And I think not having contact with the outside world, not seeing your friends and family, not making friends in that, I do think it creates a heightened, and like we said on a few episodes ago, it's been designed to be uncomfortable. And Lauren made the point that it's a real struggle to sleep in there because you hear the air con all night and it's a studio environment. And she described it this morning as it's like sleeping in Selfridges, which I can imagine it being quite like.
Yeah, you know what? I was actually looking at, so I wanted to get a floor plan of the house just so that I could tweet it and be like, where would you see it? I couldn't find anything, but I did find pictures of this current house being built.
Yeah.
And it is fully in a warehouse.
Yep.
Like, it's so weird. And I can imagine that, like, not being able to sleep because you are just in a massive, massive warehouse and in just like a box.
And to be honest, like, this is the difference between the two houses. So last time when it was the Big Brother house and people walked into it, it was built purposefully for the Big Brother house, like it was built as that. So I feel like it came across to me more, the old Big Brother house, as a house, whereas this one, like, knowing that it is just like a tiny little studio that's built inside a warehouse, it doesn't feel, and I've noticed this a while, like, for example, the corridors are just painted, whereas, like, on the old Big Brother house, there used to be, like, print and murals all over the wall, there'd be, like, cladding all over it, and I don't know whether or not it's to do with the fact that it is been built to be a cheaper house to be easier to pat down and that kind of
thing. Well, I do think because these are the very first, don't say Love Island, you never know who's listening. I do think this series and the civilian one that we had back in October, November, I do think it was like a bit of an experiment. And I do think now, because of the success of it and civilian series, it's still got legs. People are still very invested in the housemates. I do think they'll probably splash some money into making it a little bit bigger, maybe making some more rooms. Like, obviously, with the old Big Brother house that you saw on Channel 4 and Channel 5, it was purpose-built, and we had, like, secret little getaways, secret doors, like, to use for, like, secret evictions and things like that. So, fingers crossed, we might get another house for the civilian series at the end of this year. I mean, CBB UK has already been confirmed for a second series next year, so obviously there's going to be another civilian series. And
there's a new celeb one as well. So we've got it for another year, darling.
We're going to be back. let's talk more about that little rendezvous thing that I had yesterday. Bradley Richards. Oh, darling.
Oh, sweet Bradley.
I was watching it and I was like, I honestly said the prediction yesterday. I thought Coulson was going. But then when we had the preview of the show and we saw that his mum walked in, I was like, well, it can't be him then. And I was like, oh my God, Fern. It's going to be Fern. And then when Fern got to see her daughter, I was like, oh my God, Brad is probably the worst one.
Before we get into Brad, I just want to touch on Fern. Now you said Fern.
Go on.
She permanently dresses like a woman that's been gardening all day and then has got a family coming over for tea later, but she's just still half in a garden and stuff. And she's got like,
oh my God, you are so right.
And she's got like a frosted bowl full of like salad built. She's put squash in like jugs, clear jugs, and she's bringing them in and out. And you can hear her foot flopping against the sandal as she's coming in and out of the back garden.
You can imagine like going around the house, the patio door would be open.
Yeah.
And you'd be just standing there awkwardly and she'd come in with gardening gloves on. Oh, you're ready.
Hello. Yeah.
I'm sorry, time just slipped away from me. Have a seat.
Yeah. But she's on the kitchen side. She's also got the food prep, but she's also got a load of kitchen roll out with the weeds she's just picked up from the garden because she's not had time to put them in the compost heap.
Bet you her house smells divine.
Do you think?
Like, not in divine in the sense of like Lauren Stone diffuser divine. I mean, divine in the sense like you can smell that she's cooked a good meal. There's something freshly baked.
She has an agar, I bet. She's got an agar.
Yeah. There's definitely a fresh bowl of like carrots that she's picked from her garden.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's definitely got a greenhouse. Mm. Oh,
she's got a water butt as well next to the garage, you know, collecting
rain. I don't
even
know what that is. That's how bougie that sounds. Yeah,
that it's like a little silo with like water in and you collect the rainwater to water your plants. Oh, one of them. She's got a compost heap. How do you not know these things? You're from the Midlands.
Excuse me. I don't watch Gardener's World. David Attenborough, I'm not.
Sorry,
does
I'm
David Attenborough do gardening?
You are?
That's it. Charlie Dimmer. Does David Attenborough do gardening?
No, he's very much animals. But my nan was like quite a keen gardener. I remember when she was signed off. She basically had a slip disc and said that she couldn't work again. So she got signed off. And on her first day of disability allowance, she dug a pond in a back garden. So I'm not quite sure on the limitations of a slip disc. But
I do see myself as a gardener at one point in my life. I want to be one of those people that gets like an allotment. But I feel I would just use it to like just drink. And have a gossip.
It's a really sad existence. You sat in this allotment on your own drinking. Wow.
Not on my own. I'd make friends.
Weird allotment people.
I think I've watched too much EastEnders and I've got this vision of an allotment being like really glamorous.
No, it's not. It's really not.
Anyway,
we have Bradley on.
Bradley, yeah. I do think Bradley was probably the worst one to have that. I think out of everyone in there, he's one of them that deserved that eviction moment.
Mm, it broke my heart, actually, when we looked up. Did. There was no birds tweeting and AJ's, hello, Bradley. And I thought, don't do it. But it was great. It was good. And I think he appreciated it. And I actually think what I like about it is after our chat with Bradley, I kind of got the idea that he kind of lived every gay man's dream, really, for an exit like that, because it was iconic. Like, he would live for watching that in Big Brother, so I think to get that is quite something.
And also, like, not to sound this is what I would want, but you've got a whole day of press and everyone wanting a bit of you. Speaking of that, we got a little piece of Bradley this morning and we chatted to him all about his exit and his time in the house. Should we hit play on that chat, Brett?
Let's roll. Almost finalist of Celebrity Big Brother and latest housemate to be evicted. It's Bradley Riches, everyone.
Yay! Oh, Bradley. Oh, look. I mean, iconic way to go.
Very.
But a really awful way to go as well. How are you feeling?
I've said this quite a lot of times. It's like, I felt when AJ came around the corner, I kind of accepted what was going on. There was red lighting. I wasn't the winner. I was going home vibes. But yeah, I just felt so, I think that's why I felt so calm. I just felt so fulfilled. I basically got to the last day, do you get me? Like there was one day basically left. And I just felt so fulfilled, had the best time, most amazing time, so much fun, made the best connections. And yeah, I just feel like I was just so fulfilled. And luckily they let me go back in to say my goodbyes because that would have been very difficult and very harsh. But
I mean, you didn't get to see friends and family in that moment like everyone else did, but what a consolation gift seeing the gorgeous, stunning AJ pop through that little garden looking stunning.
And an iconic exit. What an exit.
I know you joined people like Matty and Kerry who had like backdoor evictions as well, so that was stunning.
No, yeah, because I just saw, because I was like, oh, maybe it's my boyfriend, maybe it's my sister, da da da. And then I just saw this big hill come around the corner. I was like, I don't know anyone who would wear those hills. And then it was AJ and she was just like expecting me. And I was like, no.
It was like the heartbreaking silence and the hello, Bradley. And I was like, gagged.
No, it was very, very sad. But yeah, I just felt so grateful and fulfilled with my whole experience. So it was just a nice, different way to go, but very nice.
Well, look, now you're at the house, it does mean that you don't have to go through another day of Nikita and Fern squabbling. What was that like to be around? Did that feel like it came from nowhere? Did it feel like it was building up towards something? Because it looked as though everyone's reactions was like, where's this come from?
Yeah, I felt like it was so, I was so, because I was having such a good time, I was so oblivious to, like, there was things that have people said, I was so oblivious of this thing that was going on. But the only reason I knew, I had a little idea, was obviously when we were doing the eating challenge and Nikita was like, I voted for her 3 times. And I was like, I was so unaware of this. And then obviously that little thing that happened about the stripy jumper. And it was just a bit, one of those moments where you're just like, I want to run away. Like, this is a bit well, tense.
It did seem like it came out of nowhere. Do you think this week, obviously, because you're on like a shorter shopping budget, you had luxury shopping budgets up until this week. Do you think that's what kind of caused the bubbling under to just kind of boil over?
I'm not too sure, because obviously the first, I don't know, obviously I haven't seen it back yet, but the first week we had a low shopping budget. The first week they just gave us some random bits. So we were quite used to having that small thing. So I don't think that was a factor in it. I think it was more of a factor that it just, I don't know, I feel like there was maybe a miscommunication and it was obviously playing on Fern's mind. And then she just felt like that was the right moment to say it when maybe it was the wrong moment to say it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just feel like it felt like she just needed to get off her chest. But she kind of said it as a joke to start with. And then Nikita was like, oh, is this a joke? And then she was like, oh no, you said this. And it was just a bit like, meh. It was a bit of like a weird miscommunication type thing. Yeah, definitely. It was a bit, yeah, cringe bit moment. But yeah, they've resolved it. They were very close when I left. So they'll be
Well, let's talk about some positive things in the house. You went in for one reason only, and that was to kind of put some, you know, story about what things that you've gone through in your neurodivergency. Do you think you did what you set out to do? Because from my point of view, it definitely does seem like you succeeded in what you wanted to kind of get across to the nation.
Yeah, 100%. I'm still yet to obviously watch back, but I feel like all the comments that I've been reading and stuff like that it's always been like, thank you so much for like repping our community and, you know, shining a light on things that aren't represented enough in the media. And I feel like I definitely did do what I wanted to do. Like, I was there just trying to be myself and to shine a light on this community and this, like, people who aren't represented as much as other communities. But it was, yeah, I think that's why I felt fulfilled as well. Just very, very blessed and felt very fulfilled of what I've done and how open and safe I felt in that environment. And I was very happy of the outcome of the whole experience.
Because you did mention at the start, you kind of were in bed struggling to kind of wake up and how you're going to say hello to people. What point did you kind of feel comfortable and what kind of point did you start feeling, you know what, this is my home, this is my people, I'm feeling great?
Yeah, it was it was after that retreat. So I think it was day 3 or 4, I can't remember. But it was just like everyone was just opening their hearts out. Everyone was so real and just trusted everyone so quickly as well. And as soon as I got all of that off my chest and I was very on the like, I put everything on the table of who I was, how I feel and stuff like that. And then everyone started asking me questions and working out who I was, because I didn't really feel like I connected with anyone up to that moment. We connected on like a water level basis, but not like a deep basis of like a proper connection. And from that day, that's when the friendship just like skyrocketed and just like blossomed from that moment.
Well, at the start of the show, we saw a lot of more of Louis and Sharon gossiping and talking about their time in the showbiz world. Were you a bit like, oh my God, I need to get the popcorn? Were you trying to like get some bits of tea out of them, or were you just kind of sitting back and thinking, just let them do it themselves?
Yeah, Coulson was very good at getting the tea. Coulson would just ask, he just didn't stop. And I was like, now I know why you've got a podcast. He would just ask these questions, just keep going. And it would be like, oh, and then Louis would be like, don't show that. So I have no idea if it's been shown or not.
We've seen it all.
Oh, yeah. They just didn't hold back. And then Louis would go like, oh my God, has this been recorded? And I'm like, it's 24 hour surveillance, Louis.
You know, what one bit you wouldn't have seen is when Louis went into Sharon's little boudoir and he's like, we're not being filmed in here, are we? And Sharon's like, yes, we are.
Yeah, because they were in there for a good 3 hours, I think. Because Louis, we were getting ready for bed and we were like, where the hell is Louis? And then he just came out of Sharon's room like, oh, we're fine. And then everyone was like, I bet they've been gossiping and forgetting the cameras there, because we're the ones to remind them if it goes a bit too, we're like, the cameras, the mics, it's still on.
Well, another iconic moment that we saw of you in the house was taking on a bit of the cleaner role, funnily enough. You became the Kim Woodburn of the series, and you seemed to take Lauren and then Fern under your wing. What was it like being the cleaner-in-chief of the Big Brother house.
So I don't know if this got shown, but with me and Lauren, we had a brand name called Poo Busters. So we would wear, obviously, like, the bikini tops, and it would be Poo Busters. After Lauren got evicted, I was then wrapped, like, obviously the boss, yeah, the boss of Poo Busters. And then I was recruiting, and no one was really up for it apart from Fern. So then I recruited Fern, and we rebranded to Shit Shifters. So we had a rebrand, but I doubt anyone's cleaned the toilet since me leaving. It's probably been 2 days, and they do get very gross very quickly.
Well, let's talk about some of your relationships.
Who's
now.
Who's a culprit? Because... Hang on. Who's a culprit? Who's a culprit?
I reckon it was Louis.
It could be. No, but it was when the house was full, though. Levi made a rule. It was like, always look back, because people would, like, do their thing, and then, not if there was a bit of a skip, not get it off. So Levi's rule was always look back. So we when there was loads of us, we couldn't know who was that, but as time went down, you could, like, whittle down who was process, the messiest
process of illumination.
Yes.
Let's touch on some of your relationships, because you just mentioned getting close with Fern. I think the last week or so, you've definitely got close with Fern, and obviously you've mentioned Lauren. But when you talk about the boys, that little boy band of a little trio of you, Nikita Colson, and also David as well. I mean, talk to us about that. Like, what was it like having that kind of closeness and just kind of that comfort blanket of those lads around you?
Yeah, I feel like with especially Colson and Nikita, I feel like I haven't ever really had loads of, like, you know, like, straight mates, male mates a lot of the time, and they're so kind and so accepting, and they just felt like family and felt so comfortable around them. And we would, like, play fight, and we'd just do these weird things, and Colson was even saying, like, what have you brought out of me? Like, he was very, like, not shy, that's the wrong word, but he was very not reserved at the beginning. He was obviously not as open as he is now, and he would do random things. He was like, oh my god, my girlfriend's gonna be seeing this, what is happening to me? And then he was in a Rapunzel outfit.
I was gonna say, you got him dragged up.
Yeah, and he was just like, you're doing this to me. And then he would always, obviously, with the comment about him being boring, he was like, I bet I'm boring because I'm stood next to you all the time. And them two were just amazing. And then obviously David as well. Me and David got along because we had so many similarities, but also differences. And we just gelled really easily. And we had, all four of us had so much fun together. I feel like there was never any, like, tension between us. No bad blood ever. We just were there just for fun. And we all had a very fun time together.
You could definitely see that. I think we mentioned on the pod a few times, we enjoy it when we're seeing people have fun. And you were definitely part of that. Like, we really enjoyed watching you have fun and just enjoyed being in the house.
No, it's definitely
together
a lot
as a group as well. Together as a group as well, you had a unique experience that only a handful of people in the country can actually say they've had, auditioning for Sharon and Louis as part of a task. What was that experience like?
Well, me and Sharon, we hit it off straight away. It took a while because I was nervous to speak to her at the beginning. And then it was after the retreat, I felt, obviously, I was very open. We all felt more comfortable around each other. So I just sat with Sharon, we had a chat. And next thing you know, I was dancing with her. She did forget my name, I think. She called me Baby Boy.
Baby Boy!
I didn't realise how long the pause was. I watched that back and it's like, Shazza! Baby Boy! very funny, but I mean, I would love to always be called Baby Boy by Sharon. But yeah, so we're obviously watching X Factor growing up and then audition in front of them, and them two, well, Louis being more serious than Sharon. Sharon was just, you know, this is a game, this is fun. Louis going back to his X Factor days and was very serious. I don't know what got shown, but he got, like, Levi got one word wrong in a rehearsal. He went, no, wrong word, and was very hot on it.
I mean, Louis can talk. He didn't know the words.
Yeah, no other words were raised me up. He had no idea what the words were. But yeah, it was very fun, very entertaining. And yeah, we won. So we were very, very happy that we won the hearts of Louis and Sharon.
I'm jealous because I've always wanted my winning X Factor moment and you've had it. I'm seething. Green with envy.
And we only had like a 2-hour... Because I don't know what got shown, but with the... So they played the sound... Because I knew like the... Like, Flying Without Wings, but I didn't know, like, all the words. Like, it was just them four words I knew. But they played it once, and then Marisha had to hear it once or twice, she heard it. And then she had to teach it to us without the track. Then we had a karaoke track, and then we didn't hear it for 4 hours, and then we had to go straight in and do it. So it was very weird. Like, I think we only listened to it for like 30 minutes rehearsal and we just had to do it. But it was a lot of fun, a lot of fun.
Listen, I'd love to know, because a lot of the housemates this year, like you were part of the younger crowd in there, and there was a lot of sort of icons like Louis, like Sharon, people that we've probably all seen growing up.
Yeah.
Were you surprised by the relationships that you built in there? Did anyone take you by surprise? Yeah.
Well, I think the surprise was also me and Sharon. I didn't realise I was going to be dancing and lifting her up. But yeah, with Sharon, she's so funny, so kind. And she always felt like, with Sharon, when I saw her walk in, you think, oh, maybe she'll have a guard up type thing, because she's massive, do you get me? She's very big. She might have a guard up, but she was just so her and so like open and so kind and so down to earth. And I feel that's why everyone was like 10 times more obsessed with her in there, because it was like, she's so normal. She's like running around saying, oh, that when Lauren got Coulson's name wrong, she was like, that sounds like a funny disease. Like, it was just so, she was just so normal. And then she even helped washing up. Like, she would always want to wash up. And it was just different things that she just, yeah, that was very unexpected. And then also another unexpected friendship with David. I didn't think I would get along with David as much as we did, but we gelled so well. We had a lot of fun in the house together.
So if any consolation, the boss of Gadio was like, I want to hire David and Bradley. And I thought, I'm going to be out of a gig here.
I know, you'll be doing, both of you will be doing Fancy Another Pod next year. And I'm like, we're out of job. We need to talk about tonight. It's the final. Your crew are still in there, so it's probably an impossible question to ask. But who do you think will win and who do you want to win?
Well, okay. So I really want David to win. But I think Louis will win.
This is what everyone's saying. I think everyone wants Louis to win because he has bought the drama and everyone's just been speaking about him. So yeah.
It's not that I want him to win, yeah, but I really think he will win.
Oh God. He's not. Well,
let's find out.
We're gonna find out. So
someone says, like, because he just kept missing all these evictions. And I can't remember who said it, but someone was like, Louis, you could actually win this. He went, oh, I don't want to win. I'm going home Tuesday. If I'm not eliminated, I'm walking out. And then he gets the immunity on Tuesday. And then he's like, I've been saved. I'm a finalist. And there's a video that I've seen, actually, and it's me and Nikita singing. And then he goes, I am a finalist, and his voice cracks.
You don't, so you know, you remember the words for that song then, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, Bradley, God, you've been amazing. We've loved watching you in the Celebrity Big Brother house. Give it up for Bradley Riches, everyone.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, Bradley, what a lovely chap.
Oh, it was. I'm going to see him go, you know, it would have been a nice to have those. How many is in there now? Five or six?
It would have been nice to have the four. It would have been nice to have the boy band in, like, yeah, Nikita, Bradley, David, and Coulson. Like, they've gone on a journey together.
I think the reason he has gone is literally because in the last four or five episodes, we've seen the Fern and Nikita drama, and obviously that spurred people to vote, I think.
Yeah, I think out of everyone, he hasn't had the story. I mean, David's had some pretty iconic moments. Louis's just been Louis, and then the storyline has been Nikita Fern. That's why I was quite shocked Coulson's still there, but what do you think the order's going to be tonight then?
So I think that people vote on the emotion of what they've just seen, and I think that people, because interestingly there's been a lot of support I've seen in some of the Facebook groups for Celebrity Big Brother for Fern calling out Nikita, saying that he's rude, whereas you look onto Twitter and actually it's actually a lot more pro Nikita. So
I think with Twitter, you're only going to see what your interests are on Twitter.
Yeah.
So you're going to see whoever you're supporting for.
It makes me kind of think that people have then been voting for their favourite out of that argument. So I think Fern and Nikita will have amassed a lot more of the votes potentially than the others. Mm-hmm. So as much as we think it could be a Louis David finale, given the fact that this week a lot of the votes have gone towards Nikita and Fern, it wouldn't surprise me, given that I've given 10 votes to Fern, that we would have Fern and Nikita as the final two.
Ooh.
So okay, what I want it to go like, I want it to be Coulson out, which I think it will be, whatever the scenario is. I think then I want Nikita. I want Nikita out first, then Coulson. Then I want, it's difficult because I'm really rooting for the finessence. I feel like she needs it. So out of need, I think it should be then Louis. and then David, and then Fern. But I think it probably will go something like Coulson, possibly Fern or Nikita, the other way around, and then I reckon it'll be David and Louis.
I think the same. I think it's going to be Coulson. This is what I want to happen. I think it's going to be Coulson, Nikita, Fern, Louis, David. But I think you're right about Nikita and Fern. I think swap them two. Either one of them two is going to come third.
All to play for tonight.
We'll have to wait and see, darling.
9 p.m.
Votes are still open.
ITV1, ITVX. And then join
Get
us
on
Sunday for our final episode of Series 1.
Yeah. And we're going to be joined by a friend of the show, Sean Times, who was on Late and Live last night with their memes. Absolutely stunning.
Really?
Yeah. No, they weren't actually on the show. Their memes were just shown.
Oh my God. I was about to be like, oh my God, why are they not on now? Like, let's speak to them now.
Yeah, we'll get them on Sunday for our final Celebrity Brother recap.
And also end of Series 1. I mean, like, let's be honest. We've been through it all, really. We've done Traitors. We've done Celebrity Big Brother. We've done Dancing on Ice. And we've done Drag Race UK versus the world.
I know. And that ends tonight. No, don't. No, it's next week.
Lots to unpack.
Lots to unpack.
Join us Sunday.
Join us Sunday. And then we'll reveal what we're going to be watching for the rest of the year as well.
Ooh. Bye.
Bye.
Fancy Another Pod with Bali Singh and Brett Harris. Megalia Original Podcast.
Time to say goodbye.
Look, we've got one more rep. I'm going to block you on Sunday. I'm not in a horrible way. I just need a break. It's going to be horrible, though, not doing this daily.
I know. I am going to miss having a daily chat with you, but I do feel like I still will have a daily chat with you. I just feel like that's gonna happen.
Yeah, I'll be sending you voice notes and whatnot. Oh, I also do think there's gonna be something on that we're gonna be like, shall we jump on?
Yeah, we're gonna need to. There's gonna be a lot of stuff over the summer that we need to review as well. So that, and then some special bits in the summer.
Special bits and bobs. Gorgeous. Right. Mom. I'm off to bed.
Bring bloody bed.
Nasty. You need to stop doing that. If the wind changes, you'll stay like that.